The Marlins and the Reds waiting through a brief rain delay at the onset on Friday night when things dried out. The Marlins get to work in the first.
And Yelich swings and grounds it up the middle. That ball's going to be cut off by Jeanette, and the throw is in time on the big stretch by Joey Votto as D. Gordon comes streaking across the plate. And the Miami Marlins take a 1-0 lead. RBI number 46 on the year for Yelich. The pitch. And a swing and a miss, and the ball gets away, and the run will score, and it's 2-0 in favor of Miami. Struck him out on a ball in the dirt, kicked off to the right in foul territory, and Tucker Barnhart could not locate the ball immediately. They did not have a play anywhere, really. He threw to Bailey, who was covering the plate, but Stanton was already through the plate with his slide. That's a strikeout, a wild pitch, and a two-run Miami lead.
Well,
here's a swing and a miss. And
throw it around.
And it's over. And that's six in a row, retired by Ureña, and his second strikeout.
Real Muto. Now here he comes. And strike three called. The comeback heater gets Votto. One down.
And strike call on the inside, and that's a punch out. And that's four of them tonight for Ureña, who will now deal with Scooter Jeanette with two out in the inning.
Pitch to Yelich. A jam shot flare into left, and that's going to be a base hit. 3-1 ball game as Rojas comes to the plate to score. That's the second RBI of the ball game for Christian Yelich.
Ground ball to D. Gordon. Flip it on to first, ball game. 3-1 final score as the Reds continue to win only one time now in eight games on this homestand. They drop the opener to the Marlins.
Marlins pick up the 3-1 win. This was only the 19th game all season that Reds pitching did not allow a home run, but just their third loss in those 19 games. Homer Bailey suffers just his second loss in nine career starts against the Marlins. The Reds offense could get nothing going against Miami starter Jose Ureña as they were held to one run on the night and suffered a 3-1 loss to the Marlins. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
Yeah, we had a little bit of rough luck there in that one for him. You know, really, you get D. Gordon at two strikes, and then he hits a soft liner in front of the left fielder, and off they go. You know, Stanton smokes a ball down the left field line, and things get rolling. You know, Yelich does a nice job hitting the ball the right side, driving a run, and they end up with two runs in the inning. And, you know, we're able to add the tack on run, and we weren't able to do much. You know, we really didn't. The balls that we did, we hit a few balls hard, didn't go anywhere. That ball that Cozart hit out to left center with the bases loaded, just on a lot of other nights in this ballpark, that ball carries to the wall. Maybe it's off the wall, but, you know, played in the same circumstances as they did. So we needed to come up with some big hits, and we just weren't able to do it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no, nice. I mean, our outfielders are doing a phenomenal, really our whole defense. When you look at our group, we're top three in the league in defense, and it shows up every day. Our outfielders, I think now we're leading the league in outfield assists. So there's those positive things. And seeing Homer throw the ball better was good. And also getting a lot of nice lift from the bullpen. I thought they did a nice job tonight as well.
The Reds look to bounce back Saturday behind Robert Stevenson. He'll be opposed by Chris O'Grady.